Voluntary euthanasia supporters are celebrating a vote in Parliament last night. 70 MPs voted to send David Seymour's end-of-life choice bill through to its next stage. 50 voted against. We can speak now with Dr. Mary Pankow, President of the End-of-Life Choice Society of New Zealand. Atamarie.
Atamarie.
You must be pleased with what happened, but I guess what happens next?
Well, that's the big question. I always think it's a bit like climbing Everest. We reached the base camp, we've got up to the next level, and where are we heading? For the Hillary steps, I think.
So what changes do you think need to be made to the bill to get it across the line?
Well, we've talked a lot about that. I think that they've decided not to keep in irremediable suffering. So I suspect that will come out, which is a great shame, but that's probably the way it's going to go. Obviously, we are looking to see whether MPs vote for the referendum or not.
This possibility of doctors, when people have a terminal illness, giving someone 6 months to live and that being a kind of trigger point for this, is that a good idea in your view to add in?
Well, absolutely. I think we need to. I mean, that's always been there, that they have a 12-month prognosis. And doctors are actually very good at this. And in fact, when you go and look at people who are really close to death, it's pretty obvious to anybody. I mean, there will be cases where you hear people saying, I was told I had so many weeks to live and here I am 14 years later. But that is a very rare situation. And the thing to remember is that this is voluntary and it only occurs to people who are just about to die.
Is this the stage where you think actually the real fight is going to begin and this is where it's going to become much harder?
I think it's bound to be, yes, because MPs will try and, in some cases, obviously Maggie Barry, will try to extend this to such a point that there won't be a vote. And that, I think, is denying the system of democracy in this country. And, of course, we appreciate that everyone here is looking, and all the people who spoke in Parliament yesterday are concerned for the social welfare of all the folk that live here, whether they're able, disabled, elderly or not. But we can look abroad and see where this just has not happened as a problem. So I'm sure that if sense prevails and they look at the data, we'll get it through.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Mary Pankow, President of the End of Life Choice Society of New Zealand.